When he was 17 years old, he was active in the Cuban liberation movement, and he was exiled by the Spanish governor. He spent most of his life in exile, including 12 years in New York City. He wrote 70 books, poetry, novels, polemics. He's one of the greatest writers in the Spanish language. At the age of 42, he went back to Cuba. This is one of his last poems because he was killed within the year in an abortive uprising. After he died, people put it to a popular tune. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la fama. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la fama. Antes de morir me quiero, echa mis versos del alma. Thank you.
And the song they sang was Old Ireland Free. It was early, early, all in the night. The yeoman cavalry gave me a fright. The yeoman cavalry were my downfall, and taken was I by Lord Cornwall. As I was walking up Wexford Hill, oh, who would blame me to cry my fill? I look behind and I look before, but my aged mother I shall see no more. As I was walking up Wexford Street, my own first cousin I chanced to meet. My own first cousin did me betray, and for one bare guinea sold my life away. As I was mounted on the platform high, my aged father was standing by. My aged father did me deny, and the name he gave me was the Crummy Boy. It was in Dungannon this young man died, and in Dungannon his body lies. So all good people who do pass by, just drop a tear for the Crummy Boy.
Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush me bugle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon.
Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. In the old spot by the river, right well known to you and me. One word more for signal token, whistle off the marching tune. With your pipe upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. With your pipe upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon.
Out of my
Many a mud wall cabin eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was throbbing for the coming morning light. Murmurs ran along the valleys like the banshee's lonely croon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
There beside the singing river that dark mass of men was seen. Far above their shining weapons on their own beloved green. Dead to every foe and traitor, forward strike the marching tune. And our army buys for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
Was down the glen one Easter morn to a city fair o' die, when Ireland's lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No pipe did hum, no battle drum was sounded straight and true. But the Angelus bell or the Lippy swell rang out in the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town they hung out a flag of war. 'Twas better to die neath an Irish sky than at Sublove's Suddle Bar. And from the plains of Royal Meath, strong men came hurrying through, while Britannia's sons with their long-range guns sailed in from the foggy dew. 'Twas England bid our wild geese go, that small nations might be free. Their lonely graves are by Suvla's waves on the fringe of the great North Sea. But had they died by Pierce's side or fought with Balera true, their graves we'd keep where the Fenians sleep, neath the hills of the foggy dew. The bravest bell and the solemn bell rang mournfully and clear. For those who died at Eastertide in the springing of the year. And the world did gaze in deep amaze at those fearless men and true. Who bore the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew.
Gone in the ranks of death, you will find him. behind him. Land of song, say the warrior bard, the world betrays me. One sword at least thy right shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise thee. The minstrel fell, but the foeman's chain could not bring that proud soul under. The heart he loved ne'er spoke again, for he tore its cords asunder, and said, no chain shall sully thee, thou soul of love and bravery. Thy songs were made for the pure and free, they shall never sound in slavery.
I sat within the valley green, I sat me with my true love. My sad heart strove to between the old love and the new love. The old for her, the new that made me think on isle and Ely. While soft the wind blew down the glen and shook the golden barley, 'twas hard the woeful words to frame, to break the ties that bound us, but harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I said, the mountain glen I'll seek at morning early, and join the bold united men while soft winds shake the barley. While sad I kissed away her tears, my fond arms round her flinging, the foeman's shot burst on our ears from out the wildwood ringing. A bullet pierced my true love's side in life's young spring so early, and on my breast in blood she died, while soft winds shook the barley. But blood for blood without remorse, I've taken at Ullart Hollow, and laid my true love's clay cold corpse where I full soon may follow. As round her grave I wander drear, noon, night, and morning early, with breaking heart whene'er I hear the wind that shakes the barley.
The moon it shone down on old Dublin town when the deadly fight was o'er. Thousands lay on the cold ground, their lives to claim no more. The moon shone down on O'Connell Street, where a dying young rebel lay. with his body gashed and his arms outstretched and his life's blood flown away. A passing comrade heard the moans, the sufferer soon was found. Softly, gently he raised his head up from the cold, cold ground. Softly, gently, comrade, he cried, no longer on earth can I stay. I will never more roam to my own native home, it's Tipperary so far away. His comrades gathered around him to bid him a last farewell. He was as true and as brave a lad that ever in battle fell. They dug a grave and in it they laid the bones of Sean Tracy so brave. He will never more roam to his own native home, Tipperary so far away. Mount Shai Jail, one Monday morning, high upon the gallows tree, Kevin Barry gave his young life for the cause of liberty. But a lad of that no true man can deny. As he walked to death that morning, he proudly held his head on high. Another martyr for old Erin, another martyr for the crown. The British laws may crush the Irish, but cannot keep their spirits down. Just before he faced the hangman in his dreary prison cell, the British soldiers tortured Barry just because he would not tell the names of all his brave companions and other things they wished to know. Turn informer or we'll kill you. Heaven Barry answered no. Another martyr for old Erin, another martyr for the crown. The British laws may crush the Irish, but cannot keep their spirits down.
I'll tell you a tale of peace and love, oh, what for the diddle of the dido day. Of the land that reigns all lands above, oh, what for the diddle of the dido day. May peace and plenty be her share, who kept our homes from want and care. Oh, God bless England is our prayer, what for the diddle of the dido day.
What for the diddle of the dido day, so we say, hip hooray, come and listen while we pray, what for the diddle of the dido day.
Now our fathers oft were naughty boys, oh, what for the diddle of the dido day. For pikes and guns are dangerous toys, oh, what for the diddle of the dido day. At Ballinahabwy and at Bunker's Hill, we made poor England cry her fill. But old Britannia loves us still. Oh, what for the diddle of the dido day.
What for the diddle of the dido day. So we say, hip hooray, God bless England, so we pray. What for the diddle of the dido day.
Now when we were savage, fierce and wild, oh, what for the diddle of the dido day. She came as a mother to her child. Oh, what for the diddle of the dido day. Gently raised us from the slime, and kept our hands from hellish crime. And she sent us to heaven in her own good time. What for the diddle of the dido day.
What for the diddle of the dido day. So we say, hip hooray, God bless England, so we pray. What for the diddle of the dido day.
Oh, now Irish men, forget the past. Oh, what for the diddle of the dido day. And think of the day that's coming fast. Oh, what for the diddle of the dido day. When we shall all be civilized, neat and clean, and well advised. Oh, won't Mother England be surprised? What for the diddle of the dido day?
What for the diddle of the dido day? So we say, hip hooray, God bless England, so we pray. What for the diddle of the dido day?
In song and in story, the names of our patriot men, whose valor has covered in glory full many a mountain and glen. Forget not the boys of leather who rallied our bravest and best. When Ireland was broken in Wexford and looked for a bench in the west,
I give you the gallant old west, boys who rallied our bravest and best.
When Ireland was broken and bleeding, hurrah for the men of the West. The hilltops in glory were glowing, 'twas the eve of a bright harvest day, and the ships we'd been wearing.
lava broad bay. And over the hills went the slogan to awaken in every breast. The fire that has never been quenched, boys, among the true hearts of the West.
I give you the gallant old West, boys, where rallied our bravest and best. When Ireland was broken and reeling, hurrah for the men of the West.
Killala was ours ere the midnight and high over Ballina town. Our banners in triumph were waving before the next sun had gone down. We gathered to speed the good word, boys, the true men and near and afar. And history can tell how we routed the redcoats throughout Castlebar.
I give you the gallant old West, boys, where rallied our bravest and best. When Ireland was broken and bleeding, hurrah for the men of the West.
Oh, my name it is Nell, and the truth for to tell, I come from Coat Hill, which I'll never deny. I had a fine drake, and I die for his sake, that my grandmother left me, and she gone to die. The dear little fellow, his legs, they were yellow. He could fly like a swallow, or swim like a hake, till some dirty savage took raise his white cabbage, most wantonly murdered me beautiful drake. Now his neck it was green, almost fit to be seen. He was fit for a queen of the highest degree. His body was white, and it would you delight. He was plump, fat, and heavy, and brisk as a bee. He was wholesome and sound, he would weigh 20 pounds, and the universe round I would roam for his sake. Bad luck to the robber, be he drunk or sober, that murdered Nell Flaherty's beautiful drake. May a spade never dig, may his sow never pig, may each hair in his wig be well thrice with the flail. May his door never latch, may his roof have no thatch, may his turkeys not hatch, may the rats eat his mail. May every old fairy from Carr to Dunleary dip him snug and merry in river or lake, that the eel and the trout they may dine on the snout of the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's Drake. May his pig never grunt, may his cat never hunt, may a ghost ever haunt him at dead of the night. May his hens never lay, may his horse never neigh, may his goat fly away like an old paper kite, that the flies and the fleas may the wretch ever tease, may the piercing March breeze make him shiver and shake, may a lump of a stick raise the bumps fast and thick on the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's Drake. Well, the only good news that I have to infuse is that old Paddy Hughes and young Anthony Blake, also Johnny Dwyer and Corny Maguire, they each have a grandson of my darling Drake. My treasure had dozens of nephews and cousins, and when I must get there, my heart it will break. For to set me mind easy, or else I'll run crazy. So ends the whole song of Nell Flaherty's Drake.
At Boulevogue, as the sun was setting o'er the bright May meadows of Shelmaleer, a rebel hand set the heather blazing and brought the neighbors from far and near. Then Father Murphy from old Kilcarmick spurred up the rocks with a warning cry. Armarm, he cried, for I've come to lead you, for Ireland's freedom we'll fight or die. He led us on against the coming soldiers, the cowardly yeomen we put to flight. 'Twas at the Harrow the boys of Wexford showed Bookie's regiment how men could fight. Look out for hirelings, King George of England, search every kingdom that breeds a slave. For Father Murphy from the county Wexford sweeps o'er the land like a mighty wave. At Vinegar Hill or the Pleasant Slaney, our heroes vainly stood back to back, and the yeos at Tulla took Father Murphy and burned his body upon the rack. God grant you glory, brave Father Murphy, and open heaven to all your men. The cause that called you may call tomorrow in another fight for the green.